This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Denver District Court judge has denied the Libertarian Party of Colorado's request to decommission any voting machines associated with leaked passwords. The suit also wanted counties to restart counting ballots by hand. The party filed the lawsuit against the Secretary of State's office on Friday. It was in response to the announcement that passwords to many of the state's 2,100 pieces of election equipment were posted online. Sarah Haveman voted for the first time this morning at Belmar Library in Lakewood. The native of Canada just became a U.S. citizen on Monday.
I'm feeling very patriotic today. I'm dressed up in red, white, and blue.
The 31-year-old accountant said the timing of her naturalization ceremony was just a coincidence, but she was glad it was completed in time to vote today. Poll workers gave her a round of applause as a first-time voter. While most Coloradans cast their ballot by mail or vote at home and then return their ballots to drop boxes, polls are open today until 7 p.m. Regional Transportation District buses and trains are free today. RTD General Manager and CEO Deborah Johnson says she wants to help people get to polling stations and ballot drop off boxes.
I encourage everybody to exercise their constitutional right, and RTD is there to help in limiting the barriers to access.
Voters must drop their ballots or be in line to vote by 7 this evening. More than 2.5 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots by 9 a.m. this morning. That adds up to 62% of the state's active voters. 43% have come from unaffiliated voters, 28% from Democrats, and 26% from Republicans. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.